Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
Let's get going here. It's Overtime. Day 32. Tom Ackerman with you. Amy Mark scores. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well.
Did you get those miles in yesterday?
I did get the miles in yesterday, and it really wasn't raining that bad in the afternoon. I mean, it may be a light sprinkle, but overall pretty dry.
It's pretty amazing what you're doing for backstoppers. Certainly appreciated. Running all those miles and training and getting ready for all of what you're about to do. It's just, it's mind-blowing, really. Joining us, he also has done something mind-blowing, and that is host a flawless radio show for three straight days. Hello, John Hancock.
Yeah, I've been running my mouth for 3 hours. That's about as taxing as it gets.
Well, we had some World Series, that's for sure. It was different. The celebration was after the Dodgers celebrated their first title since 1988. There was a little bit of piling, a little bit of celebrating for sure out on the pitcher's mound. They started this party without Justin Turner. He received word of a positive COVID-19 test, the Dodgers star, in the middle of their clinching victory. It learned that in the sixth inning, and by the seventh inning, the Dodgers had gotten the word to the dugout that he has to come out of the game. But he came back and celebrated with the team on the field, Amy. The Dodgers win the World Series. They come up short. They came up short since 1988, finally get it done. Should Justin Turner have been allowed on the field after the game? He was not allowed, by the way, and defied those orders, Amy.
Man, wasn't that a lot to take in last night when you find out that Justin Turner has tested positive for COVID? That's why he was removed from the game. Okay, so that you have some concerns because you're thinking, my goodness, this guy played eight innings of baseball. But he's off the field now. And then he comes back on the field to celebrate. It's very confusing. It seems to breach protocol. And yeah, I would. My understanding is that his teammates wanted him out there. So I get in the euphoria of winning. You think, oh, well, it doesn't matter if I get it now because we've won the World Series. He's going to come out and celebrate. But, you know, ultimately, no, he shouldn't have been out there. I know he had already exposed to all those other players, but even just for optics, I don't think he should be out there. My heart breaks for what that would have felt like to not be able to celebrate with your teammates, but I don't know, Tom. I think it's a messy and difficult situation all around.
Well, and John, there were family members, spouses, children out there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. the guy was a walking contagion with a really bad beard. And, you know, how you shuffle that thing out onto the field. I mean, the guy's walking around infecting, you know, God knows who out there. It's horrible. A terrible look for Major League Baseball. Now, I will confess, I never expected to get to the World Series after the Marlins and then after the Cardinals. And had all of that, and the teams were traveling. They were, you know, getting in the plane, and I never honestly thought we'd have a World Series. So I'm glad we had it. Justin Turner, shame on you. That's what I say.
Well, here's something to think about, Amy. What if the Rays had won the game, and there's a game tonight,
right?
Game 7? Could they have even played it? I don't know. I mean, the Dodgers, that entire traveling party is going to be tested this morning, and they'll have to stay in the hotel until they find out.
I know. I mean, that's why it's so much to take in, because you're thinking of who he possibly exposed. And that's a great point, that while they were celebrating, it wasn't just the players any longer. You had family members, you had spouses and kids, and it was like having, you know, you had this moving target, this contagion running around. And I know at points he took his mask off. I'm a bit shocked that he did it. I don't know if this is one of those things where when he wakes up this morning or the rest of his team wakes up this morning, maybe they're not sleeping yet, but when they come back down from that high, are they going to feel enormous amounts of guilt, particularly if someone were to get very ill?
Are we experiencing pandemic fatigue, John? Healthcare and other frontline workers, as well as families, are struggling to respond. And while Gallup polls show an increase in number of people who say they wear masks in public, the proportion of those avoiding gatherings with family and friends is diminishing, along with those who continue to wear masks at gatherings.
Guilty as charged. I take the pandemic seriously. I wear a mask. I got one sitting right here. A lot of people wish I just put it on and shut up. But anyway, I am guilty of, we have the kids over now just about every weekend, and we fire up the Jackbox TV, play games. And it's a lot of fun, but it's probably not the safest thing to do. But I do think there is a real sense of panic fatigue, and I think people are kind of relaxing their standards.
I think that is happening for sure. And I think everyone is feeling panic fatigue, but how that manifests itself looks different. For some, it is you start relaxing the standards, right? Maybe you start opening up your social circles, you start expanding the family members that you're seeing. For others, that fatigue might manifest itself in depression or increasing anxiety because you're not going out, you're not seeing people, and it's starting to weigh on you. I know every day, having every action, I mean every little interaction, you see someone you know on the street and you're thinking, oh, what if they try to shake my hand? Do I stand back? How long was I standing next to them? What direction is the wind blowing? That cost-benefit analysis for every action that you take every single day, that's exhausting. I'm sure everybody is feeling it.
You know, I do think there's a partisan difference on this. You know, Democrats, I think, tend to take the thing more seriously, and Republicans tend to take the thing less seriously. And you talk about shaking hands. I've gone to a couple of GOP events, and, and it's a political event. So what do? You shake everybody's hand, and people are coming up, and they're sticking their big paw, and and what do? You shake their hand, and you head for the Germex. That's what I do.
Well, I mean, with these new COVID restrictions coming in the Metro East, for example, they come at an expense, and that expense could be the business of restaurants. Can they survive? We will talk about that next. On Overtime, it's 8:39. Amy Markscore is a hockey fan. She knows all about Rush. And joining us is also John Hancock. I'm Tom Ackerman. COVID-19 restrictions are returning to the Metro East today. The new restrictions include the closure of all indoor dining and an 11 p.m. curfew for bars and restaurants. Outdoor diners will be required to make a reservation. Social gatherings capped at 25 people or 25% of a room's capacity. These changes come after the region had a 7-day rolling average test positivity rate of 8% or above for 3 consecutive days, Amy. The question is, can Metro East restaurants survive those new restrictions?
Oh, it's going to be really, really tough, because even the restaurants that are still around, I've heard some, restaurateurs say, listen, this is effectively a slow death for these restaurants. They're trying to hang on. They're trying to do the best that they can with accommodating COVID restrictions, making social distancing possible with outdoor seating or spreading seats and tables apart indoors. But, our great local chef, Gerard Kraft, has been speaking out, encouraging people to wear masks, because you are looking at a scenario where the local area here in St. Louis could lose 40% of its restaurants going out of business. So it is going to be incredibly difficult for restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, probably one of the most difficult businesses to run profitably is a restaurant. To start with, that's number one. I mean, people that own them will tell you, you've got to be on site. You got to hope your employees don't steal from you, because many do. And now you put on top of that 25% capacity. You can't even pay your servers at 25% capacity. And at some point, you bleed money and bleed money and bleed money, and you're done. And so, and I, for one, I don't love to run, but I love to eat. I mean, I don't like to talk. I may be one of the finest eaters in the entire metropolitan area. And
it's a spiritual gift.
It is a gift. And, you know, I don't want to lose these restaurants, Tommy.
No, I don't either. And we've got to support them as best we can. Get those deliveries going. Get to curbside. Get takeout. John, 30 police officers were injured after violent protests broke out in Philadelphia following a police-involved shooting. The unrest began Monday night after officers fatally shot Walter Wallace Jr., who was armed with a knife. Protesters threw rocks and bricks along with other vandalism and looting. John, at least 30 officers hurt. At least 91 arrests have been made so far. Will these protests help Trump's law and order message?
Oh, I'm sure they will, certainly with some voters. But, you know, I just have no patience for this. Look, I get if you want to protest, go protest, have a peaceful protest, make your point. That's America. But to use a tragedy, which this is, however you feel about the shooting, it was a tragedy, to use that as an excuse to go attack police officers and loot buildings and rob from businesses, that's what's happening. I have no patience for these folks. They need to be carted off. And I saw little kids, parents taking their little kids into these stores and hauling out merchandise last night. Ridiculous.
The videos are so upsetting. You have cars, dozens of cars and cars lined up around a Walmart that was looted and then re-looted. The Foot Locker was looted and then re-looted. All of these stores in this community, the windows are being broken. Vandals, looters, they know that they can come in and take all of this merchandise. It is, as John said, exploiting a tragedy. I don't think at this point it has any effect on the election. I think people have made up their minds. But to continue to see this happen on American streets and 30 police officers injured, 30, that is just completely intolerable.
Let's go across the country to California. It appears there that a lot more people are buying guns during the pandemic. A new report by the researchers at UC Davis School of Medicine says gun sales have surged up to 500% during the crisis. The study found an estimated 110,000 in the state who have bought a firearm because of the pandemic. Almost half of those are first-time gun owners. Amy, you surprised by those numbers?
Yeah, and particularly coming out of California, and there are many gun owners in California, and I know California has tried to lead the way with gun restrictions, and that has been in the news. Kamala Harris with pushing gun reform laws in California. But I think it just goes to show the unease people feel across the country for whatever reason. Because as Charlie Brennan mentioned last week, a lot of these first-time gun owners, it's not, you know, the stereotype that you would think. It could be a very liberal single woman living in an apartment and she has a gun. I mean, people across the board and political spectrum are buying guns right now because they don't feel safe.
Yeah, and I don't blame anybody for buying a gun. I mean, look at the lawlessness that's going on in this country. People have to be able to protect themselves.
The rise of machines taking over our jobs, not my job. Wait, what? Entercom's working on something? Oh, well, we're going to hear it, apparently. They're working on taking my job away with a robot? That's next on KMOX. Welcome back to Overtime. It's 8:52 with Amy Markscores and John Hancock. I'm Tom Ackerman. Could we be replaced by robots? Around 50% of work tasks will be done by machines by 2025, according to the World Economic Forum. Data entry, administration, and factory assembly jobs are most at risk. The rise of the machines will eliminate 85 million jobs, expected to create 87 million new ones, particularly in care, big data, and the green economy. That's interesting. Could we be replaced here in talk radio? I don't think so, although I'm told that Entercom is working on an AI talk show host. Let's take a listen.
No.
Robots would make great talk show hosts or newsreaders on KMOX Radio. We are smart and would be able to answer any questions. Plus, management would not have to pay for health insurance, 401ks, or even parking. This would save Entercom Radio millions.
Wait a minute. Management pays for parking?
They don't pay for my parking. I have to pay for parking, but it's parking. It was definitely three syllables.
Let me tell you, I am so less expensive than a robot. I may be the only person in this broadcast that is safe from this stuff.
John Hancock?
Yeah.
You may be less expensive than a robot, but you are still a finely tuned machine.
Well, you know, Amy, I appreciate that. I don't
welcome.
Like to talk, but
we're not going to
have a point.
Yeah, well, we're not going to have robots, and here's why. We don't have the hoverboard yet that was promised to us in Back to the Future. We're not even close to flying cars. And to be quite honest, if the robots are anything like my home printer, we're good. We're safe because my home printer can't handle it. The world is too much for my printer.
Hmm. We have a robot in the house. We have a Roomba.
Oh, yeah, we got a Roomba.
Right? And the problem is that Roomba can't vacuum the stairs. I you know, that's
well, and ours has issue. A mind of its own, man. So you're supposed to be able to program these things, and it's supposed to go off at 3 a.m, which now it runs over me. And but this thing just out of nowhere, it just like starts up, man. It's like it's like a ghost is taking charge of this thing. I don't like it.
You should set a drink on it and have it deliver it to
ooh,
you.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, it's 2025. Seems a little ambitious. There's some work to be done there. Less Christmas spending? Shoppers expect, this surprised me a little bit actually, shoppers expect to pull back on purchasing gifts for their families and friends this holiday season. John, you love the holidays, so do I. More than a quarter of Americans, 28%, say they will spend less on holiday gifts this year compared to last year. That's what Gallup said in a new poll released Tuesday. That marks the highest percentage Gallup has recorded since 2012 for Americans who expect to spend less on gifts than they did the year prior. Maybe I'm not that surprised by that during this pandemic with jobs lost. What do you think, John?
I'm not spending a dime on anybody. I mean, you know, it's all overblown, all this commercialism. You know, you got to have retirement savings out there. The kids have whatever they need. And Georgianne, whatever if she thinks it's in the house. So, you know, I'm not buying anything. So count me among the less spenders.
I do think there will be people spending less money, as you mentioned, with job losses and those who are struggling financially. And also, I think there will be a lot of people not in that position to buy gifts because they're not going to the big gatherings. They may not be having the big family, extended family gatherings. But I do think the spending will absolutely shift to online shopping, as we've already seen. And Amazon is going to kill it. We know Etsy is already killing it. I talked yesterday. Etsy, right? This platform for crafts and gifts, it is the number one performing stock year to date on the S&P 500, and they just joined last month.
My daughter's selling soap on Etsy.
Is she really? Mm-hmm. How fun is that?
Yeah, we're helping her, but she's it's great.
Is it scented?
It is scented. Would you like some?
I would. Yeah. What does it smell like?
She has different scents. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. We can get you a nice holiday scent. I won't get you a pumpkin spice scent.
What does the soap go for?
It's pretty. I think she's like $6 or $7 a bottle.
Oh, it's liquid soap she's making out there. Oh, I was expecting like the old bar.
She makes it.
Little Fells Napta under the arms there. I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
At Boy Scout camp.
My suggestion would be if you're going to buy local.
I agree.
What's coming up on the show? We have a few seconds here, Amy.
Hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to speak with Greg Storr, Bloomberg News reporter, about the Supreme Court and all that's going on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.